Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been and still is
David Lingen.
And David is the creator of the Romeos.
Well, a creator in the sense that it's a national organization, but none of them branches, chapters, what have you, are affiliated with any others. It just is. A couple of years ago, I saw an article about Romeo, and I said to Christina, hey, this is interesting. You think something like this might work? And she said, I know three or four men who might be interested, and we're going strong. First and third Mondays of every month for the past several years.
What a wonderful way to start the Christina Lu Show.
Yeah.
By referring to her first success. All roads lead to Christina.
Oh, yes.
And the Romeos group, I want to say, is very near and dear to my heart. And even though it is national, clearly North Hempstead has the best Romeos. We're not biased, but it's just...
Oh, yes.
I'm just going to say that it's really just a great group. And we were laughing because the Romeos, like, I think it was 2009... It might have been like we talked about it because I was still an intern at the time. So it was in 2009, 2010. And it's really grown. And it just, I just love the fact that, you know, you're with a bunch of men that, you know, David, you like, there was someone that lived on your block or in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. In my neighborhood, I never knew him. Alan Ruff.
Yeah.
I never knew him. And then Jim Sanquist, who was over the condos. The three of us from East Williamson go. And it's great.
Wow.
You know, it has to be a major, major event to miss a Romeo movie.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And that's what's nice, too, you know, about the Romeos is that if someone does miss, you know, it's kind of like, oh, you know, so-and-so missed. And so there's like this nice little chain of, you know, conversation, dialogue.
And we don't have any facilitator, and it's open-ended. We brown bag it, and we start around noon, and it ends when we decide we've talked enough.
That's nice. And that's the way it should be, though. And if somebody wants to leave, of course they can leave if they have an appointment to go to. And
sure, you know. Absolutely. Yeah, it's good. It's good. We solve the world's problems.
Yeah, that's right. I love it. That's what the Romeo's for president. But it's really it's a great. I think it's just the whole. I mean, it literally was four of you. Now there's like a good 15, I would say, that probably consistently show up.
Yes.
And it was once a month, and now it's twice a month. So it's just it's really nice how it's grown. So. To the Romeos.
What else is exciting in town?
Well, there's tons and tons of things going on. It's springtime. I think we could officially say it's springtime. You know, I'm ready to pack away all forms of winter clothes. In this studio right now, it feels like summertime, so I'm not totally sure what's going on. But the town is having its first annual Clark Botanic Garden Spring Festival, which is going to be on Sunday, May 15th. From 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Instead of doing, you know, we used to do EcoFest, but they're making it bigger now in this spring festival. And I was looking over all, it's quite a fun-filled day. And it's definitely something that's nice for the whole family to do. You could bring your grandkids, you know, your kids, whoever. It's something for everyone is there. And there's Ranger Eric Powers, and he's going to do a wildlife demonstration that showcases various reptiles, birds, insects. And he'll talk about, you know, saving the earth at all. You know, it's in honor of Earth Day. I think it's definitely a timely thing.
Okay.
And then this I love. There's Fairies on Stilts from the National Circus Project. And it's going to encourage children to learn and have fun at the same time. The Central Park Zoo Wildlife Theater will be there. Yeah, there's really unique, interesting. And then there's tons of live music. There's a band called Milkshake, and then a band for kids, and a folk band will be there also. Green Meadows Farms will have a little animal petting section. A Theodore Roosevelt reenactor will be there as well, which is an interesting little touch. He'll give Roosevelt's conservation speech and take questions from the audience. And there'll also be a little crafts tent, so...
I'm putting it in my calendar.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's really, and like I said, Clark Botanic Garden is just a beautiful, beautiful facility.
Yes,
if you haven't been there, it's definitely something that, you know, because what's great too, they'll have little nature walks there also, so you can kind of just do whatever would be
interesting. And our tree is there.
Yeah,
we donated
right.
a tree.
I forgot about that, David.
Who did?
A Franklinia, which was extinct, and then somebody found one growing in the 1700s, and all the Franklinias around are spliced I don't know the correct botanical term.
Oh, okay.
From that tree. We had one, but it just didn't fit. It was the runt of the litter.
Okay, okay.
And we donated it to the Clark Botanic Garden.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's but like I said, it's really, it's big, it's beautiful. And call 311 if you are interested in more information. So that's Sunday, May 15th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And that's at Clark Botanic Garden right in Albertson. So check it out. Coming up on April 26th, there's going to be the North Hempstead Educational Series through the Building Department, What to Know Before Buying or Selling a Home. It's going to be at the Westbury Memorial Public Library on April 26th at 7 p.m. And the Building Department will be there. And just, I think this is something very, very beneficial for anyone who's, you know, on either side, if you're buying a house or selling a house, because I think we all could say we don't know what permits you necessarily need for certain things. Someone might have, you know, had a job done that didn't get a permit and you don't even know. You know?
Yeah, I would add one caveat to that. That relates to any property that's in the town of North Hempstead, unincorporated area. Mm-hmm. Villages have their own rules and regulations.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's why this is definitely a good venue, because you're able to ask those questions and they'll direct you, you know, where you need to go, which is...
Villages above and beyond, you mean? Like they can...
Separate.
Right.
Oh, it's separate.
Because if you live in a certain village, they might have slightly different, you know, requirements
and the village
for certain things.
Wins.
Mm-hmm. And
I didn't know that. Okay.
Incorporated villages, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely something. But if you're in the area, check it out. And I think, you know, I hear from a lot of people that these are helpful, because you hear other people's questions, you know, and it makes you think of things you didn't even, you know, occur to you. So definitely check that out. That's at the Westbury Memorial Public Library on Tuesday, April 26th.
Perfect.
So call 311 if you need more information on that one as well. And, of course, Project Independence is not slowing down anytime soon. Coming up also on Tuesday is World in Motion, which is a current events group. And that's through Professor Martha Cohen, who's a Project Independence volunteer. And she has it's once a month at Clinton G. Martin Park from 2:15 to 3:15. And what I just love about this group, too, is that, you know, we always say a Project Independence, you know, we try to have something for everyone, you know, kind of thing. And here, you know, Martha was a professor, and she came to us with this idea of the group. We said, all right, let's see if it works. And so she's able to do it. People absolutely love it. And it just shows that, you know, you might not, you know, there's a whole spectrum. You know, you might not need, you know, social work services or nursing services, and you want to be more active. And I think it's great that Project Independence kind of gives you that ability to, you know, do something else.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
World in Motion, Tuesday, April 26th, 2:15.
I hear that's going very nicely, too.
Yeah, people always come into our office, because that's where our office building is, and everyone says, oh, it's so great. And I see all this writing on the chalkboard, so it's definitely a very lively group. So that is once a month, so check that out. May 2nd, the St. Francis Hospital Outreach Bus will be coming to the Yes We Can Community Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's free health screenings. You'll get a brief cardiac history, blood pressure, simple blood test for cholesterol. They'll do a diabetes screening and give you any education as necessary. And I just think this is a great program. Like I said, you know, I love that you don't have to register for it. So if you're in the area, you just go on the bus. You show up, and, you know, I get the results from, you know, how many people attended and so on.
Oh, I thought you meant the results.
Yes, I look over your medical results. Yes. No, I just get a number. Let's be clear on that.
Yeah, Dr. Christina. Yeah.
That's my newest role.
I know they give her a lot of stuff to do in the town, but that's silly. Check out their blood counts.
Check this out. But, you know, there's actually been people who, you know, just came on. Oh, they were in the area. They went on and had to be referred to the hospital. Emergency because of their, you know, the results and stuff. So it's definitely something that's good, and it's free. So check that out. Monday, May 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the window that's there. So
okay.
Could check that out. We have tons of social groups. Of course, we have our Romeos that are the first and third Monday of every month at the Atria, Cuttermill, and Great Neck. But we also have a senior talk group, and that's at the Roslyn Community Center, the first and third Thursday of every month. And Nancy Mizrahi, who works for the Department of Service for Aging, facilitates it with Janet Entine. who's the president of Don't Move Away. So there, you know, they kind of do little current events things, and you know, Nancy prepares very hard for these. She always has her little cards. There's a social discussion group that meets at the Parkville Library, and one of our caseworkers, Robin Tovell, facilitates that group. There's a men's community group that's also at the Parkville branch in Great Neck, and that's on Fridays. So it's, you know, kind of a all different groups are everyone. And Blankets of Love, which is another amazing group. If you're crafty out there and you can quilt and knit and all those wonderful things, that's Tuesdays at Clinton G. Martin Park. So you can sample all of them and see which one, you know, works for you. Right.
If you want to get out of the house, there's always something to do.
I know, and that's what we always say on the show, you know, because like so many people go, oh, well, there's nothing to do. And there's certainly no shortage of things to do in the town of North Hempstead.
You just said about Nancy, and Nancy does a tremendous job, but everybody does in the town. I'm seeing it more and more as I do more stuff. That these people do listen to Christina and get the job done, which is very
good. I mean, that's what we try. Yeah.
But I just want to also just acknowledge Gail from Port Washington. And Gail is a gerontologist, and she also is helping the veterans. And I had my brother's dealing with it and my sister in reference to my father, who's he's 93, and confusion with the VA and everything else. And like 2 weeks ago, I just said, you know, I have nothing to do with any of this, but I said, let me call Gail because maybe she can help. She called my brother, who's a doctor in the city, and they went back and forth. And it was, I mean, she definitely helped. Bottom line, the end of this is she helped. My father is not in North Hempstead. I told her that. She says he's a veteran. Mm-hmm. We can give you advice. It makes no difference. We're not, you know, he can't get a service in the town. That's fine. But she said, of course, if somebody calls, we're going to help them out. We're not going to turn around saying no.
And that's what we always say, you know. what always comes to mind, too, is during Hurricane Sandy, it was kind of like all hands on deck. So we were all at the call center. So all of us were coming in and answering calls. And we were getting calls from everywhere because we were the only township that was open that had a call center.
Right.
So we were constantly, you know, and people, you know, it was just giving. And listen, we can't provide them direct service, but, you know, no one's going to be like, oh, we can't help you.
Right, but you get the answer.
You get at least a phone number of, you know, the next person that, you know, you can kind of call or who to contact.
The terrible thing is that the VA, they're not getting calls back.
Yeah.
So, you know, my brother, who's, as I said, not pushing, he's a doctor, but he's the director, so he's busy. So when he makes a phone call, I'll call you back in a half hour. It's a day later. Mm-hmm. And then the next step of the process is being held up, et cetera, et cetera. But Gail was tremendous. And she's just one. I'm not saying everybody in Project Independence.
No, everyone's really.
You call 311.
And with Gail, you know, we definitely want to promote, you know, she's on top of, you know, her role in Project Independence is a veterans caseworker, you know, she's been doing. And that's for all ages. I want everyone to know. It's not just for seniors. It's for veterans of any age that live in the town of North Hempstead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
realize
that.
And that's the only part. So it's a huge, you know, they were able to reallocate some funds and do that because it's definitely so. And we've been getting more calls for it. So we're just really trying to get the word out there because Gail's been, you know, attending all kinds of seminars and reach because it's a huge part of this is the follow-up. And, you know, that's what's a huge service is that she can call and stay on top and say, did you get the form? Did you fill out the form? Did you know what, where's this, you know, at? Because it's hard for, you know, someone sits there, you don't even know where to begin, really. So kudos to Gail for that, and we just spread the word. If you know any veterans or even any spouses of veterans, she's been helping too. I've been calling up because they're entitled for a lot of things.
Right, that's it. You have no idea. So. You don't know what you're entitled to, and these poor
and
seniors are there by themselves, afraid to ask.
Yeah.
And there's a service if somebody can come in to give them a hand.
Absolutely.
That's the important thing, the information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just caught the time. So what we're going to do is we're going to go right into a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.